Next, VM, the voice of music, makers of stereo phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components, present Monitor on Stage. Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded at leading theaters, nightclubs, and concert halls around the world. In 1 minute, we'll hear from the Smothers Brothers.
Higgins?
Yes, boss?
Higgins, I asked you to design a stereo console our company could sell for the same low price Voice of Music is getting for theirs. Now, how are you doing?
Well, VM sure gives the public a lot for their money, but, well, here it is.
Yeesh. Does this thing have a solid-state amplifier like VM consoles?
Made in Hong Kong.
Has it got the VM Stereomatic record changer?
Well, no, not exactly.
What about your speakers? VM consoles have big, high-fidelity speaker systems.
We could say ours was designed by the United States government.
We could?
There were surplus.
I was afraid of that. Now, what about that cabinet? The Fine Hardwoods Association is never going to certify that thing.
Couldn't we certify it?
What would we certify it as?
Fruitwood.
Frankly, it looks like an orange crate.
That's Fruitwood, isn't it?
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
In Monitor on Stage now, the Smothers Brothers at the Circle Theater, San Carlos, California, with I Talk to the Trees.
I talk to the trees, and they never listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time,
the breeze hasn't time
to stop and hear what I
hear
say.
What I say.
I talk to them all,
I talk to them all.
Every time that I hear you sing that song, I think it, boy, what a stupid song.
Yeah, you think of it, and you really pick a fine time to tell me about it.
Well, I wanted to surprise you.
No. You succeeded. You surprised me. But for your information, Talk to the Trees is not stupid. It's from a hit Broadway show entitled Paint Your Wagon, which was a great show. A lot of great songs.
Paint Your Wagon?
Yeah.
Stupid. Sounds like a stupid show and a stupid song. And it's a dumb. And anybody connected with a show or a song like that has got to be a stupid, dumb, weirdo freak.
All right, I agree with you. The show happens to be about a young man very much like yourself.
Maybe I spoke a little hastily.
It's about a young man very much like my brother. He's young and shy and bashful, very timid. But he's so much in love. And that makes everything all right. He was so much in love, it was his first love. But he was so bashful that he was afraid to tell his sweetheart that he loved her, and she knew not of his love. But he had to tell someone or something because this frustration, this terrible feeling was building up within him. And finally, he did a very beautiful thing. He went out
to the country. Did he tell her that he loved her?
No.
He never did.
He wished he could. He wished he had the courage to walk up to her and take her by the hand and look deeply into her eyes and say very simply and truthfully, I love you. I love you very much. And I only hope that one day you may grow to love me half as much as I love you right now.
I will.
Because that's just enough. But he couldn't do that. So one day he went out in the countryside and he tried to communicate with Mother Nature's wise old trees and talk to these trees and tell these marvels of nature, these wise old trees of his great
love.
Guy's
a real nut.
No, he's not a nut.
Sneaking off into the forest to talk to the trees.
Tommy, that's not what he did.
Hi there, Mr. Tree. How are you? How's Mrs. Tree? All the little bushes.
A guy like that would talk to a fire
hydrant.
He
did it. What do you mean, Fire?
Hi there, Fire. I've just been talking to the big old tree over here. Certainly have a lot in common, you two.
All right, now that is just enough. Tommy, Don't you understand at all?
Just a second.
Really, you should be very proud of yourself. You stood up here and you ridiculed me. You ridiculed this song. You ridiculed a wonderful show. And you think everybody's proud of you out there. You think they're all looking up there and say, oh, why, isn't he a sharp, clever boy? No, they're all staring at you. They're staring and wondering. And you know what you've shown them? You've shown them how crass, how shallow, how unfeeling an individual can be, how totally void of any poetic beauty in your entire makeup, your entire soul. You didn't understand the song? You ridiculed me, and you've come down a notch or two. That's all I've got to say.
You
what?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I don't care what you do now. You didn't like... Go ahead.
You talked mean to me, and you said that I had any sensitivity, and I was a crass, shallow person. I happen to be a person too, Dickie, and I have sensitivity, and I have feeling, and I have love in my heart. I'm sensitive to every little blade of grass that grows. But I wouldn't talk to him.
That's Smothers Brothers in Monitor on Stage. We're brought to you by VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, admits you may find stereo consoles priced as reasonably as ours, but all VM consoles have the certification tag of the Fine Hardwoods Association and the sound of very sophisticated stereo equipment. So even if you match the VM price, what about the value?
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
Behind the wheel of Torino, Success Car 68, street version of the specially modified cars that ran away with the grueling Riverside 500. Torino's the hottest performing, hottest selling new intermediate on the market today. And to top it off, Torino has just been named pace car for the Indianapolis 500. Check Torino at your Ford dealers now, and you'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford.
Well, sir, brief timeout now for all the NBC stations along the line, which bring you Monitor. In Louisville, Kentucky, that means WAVE. I am Gene Rayburn, and I'm going. There go to Judge. There go to Judge. But he gonna come back.
This is Keith Jackson. I'll have all the important automobile racing news for you later today on Monitor, as we report from the world of wheels.
A former bounty hunter returns home to find his partner dead. Millie Perkins and Jack Nicholson star in The Shooting, Sunday night at 11:30.
Watch the New York television premiere of The Shooting on the Sunday Film Festival, tomorrow night at 11:30 on WNBC-TV, Channel 4, New York.
Monitor New York, your weekend sound on WNBC, New York. On Monitor now, Love is a Groovy Game. The Arbors make their pitch and come up with a hit.
A
As long as you go by the rules, golf is a groovy game. It wasn't invented by fools, love is a groovy game. Da 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 da. It's a groovy game. Lover's rule number one, lower the lights for the fun. Lover's rule number two, limit the players to do. Da 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 da. It's a groovy game. Everyone can win. Won't that be fun? If you lose your heart, I'll give you mine. Love is a groovy game. A groovy game. Won't you come and play with me? Number three, play it as cool as can be. Lover's rule number four, don't be too eager for more. Da 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 da. It's a groovy game. Lover's rule number five, you wait for the moon to arise. And the last, number six, play it trick, the trick.
Bert Camford's orchestra next with the first waltz. Shall we dance?
Hi-ho, hey, hey, cheer your little troubles away. Hi-ho,
life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
Go north or south, go east or west, just get in your car and you'll head for the best.
And this is your personal pathfinder, Gene Rayburn, following the edict, Go West, Young Man. And having gone as far west as Hawaii, we find the idol of the islands, Down Ho on White Silver Sands.
By the deep blue pearly water, watch a bone, white silver sand, there on the brink of love I kissed her. And obey, oh, man. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon, wipe to the sand. We watch the sun set in the evening in a far and distant land. So here beneath God's blue heaven, there's a place I must go. See the sun set in the evening for the only one I know. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sand. There on the brink of love, I kissed her. And obeyed my husband's man. So here beneath God's new heaven, there's a place I must go. See the sun set in the evening. I don't even know what I know. Where the deep blue pearly waters wash upon white silver sand. There on the brink of love I kissed her. And oh baby, oh husband man. And oh baby, oh husband man.
People on the go always seem to know Miller makes it right. Miller makes it right. Hearty robots deep down good, brew like others wish they could.
Right way, the bright way to have more flavor and taste in beer is the Miller way, because Miller makes it right. Hearty, robust, deep down good. Miller High Life is really on the go with people on the go. If you're going places, make yours Miller, the champagne of bottled beer.
People on the go, more than ever seem to know.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee. In one moment, reflections on Vince Lombardi and his Packer replacement. Monitor Sports brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
Hi, I'm Phyllis Diller, the Tinkerbell of the Grease Monkey set, and I'm here to tell you how to take care of your car. Don't laugh. I have a perfectly adorable car. I crocheted it out of 2,000 pounds of steel wool. But when it comes to service, it's no laughing matter. When I used to take my car in for service, most guys would try to put me up on the lift. In fact, one keen group was going to have me called back for a faulty transmission. They've got to be kidding. Then I heard about this wonderful thing called Customer Care by Chrysler Corporation. Those dear, sweet boys, they even treated me like people. In fact, they even treated my car like people. So, ladies, try a little customer care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers. If they treat me right, just think what they'll do for you. Ha, 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 ha,
ha. Vince Lombardi has stepped down as coach of the world champion Green Bay Packers, but much of his football philosophy will be employed by his successor, Phil Bengston. A report from Packer defensive end Lionel Aldridge and monitor reporter Jeff Jordan in Milwaukee.
Lionel, how are the Packers going to make out without Vince Lombardi as coach?
Jeff, I really can't see it being too much different, outside of the fact that we'll have a different man talking to us. I know that the system that Lombardi brought to Green Bay was a good one. The policies and procedures that he laid down there are, I'm sure, are going to prevail in the years to follow in Green Bay, because Phil Bengston, the new head coach, came there the same time that Lombardi did. And I know that a lot of Lombardi's thinking along the lines of football and discipline are still going to be very much within Phil's program.
I think a lot of us have always thought of Vince Lombardi as being, in addition to being a set of theories and means and methods of doing things, as being a very individual kind of a personality. And I think a lot of us in the ranks of the fans have thought of the success of Green Bay due not only to the methods, but in a very large measure to the sheer personality of the man.
I think a lot of that is true. His personality definitely played a large part in now being able to get emotionally ready for or each individual ball game, because he did some pretty unique things. And these things, I'm sure that we'll miss somewhat in Green Bay, but as I said, the people that we'll have coming back have worked with him long enough, and also Phil Bengston has, that I really don't think it's going to be too much different.
Well, he does and has enjoyed the reputation of being able to get a little more out of people than perhaps some others in football.
Well, you only have to take a look at our past season. People like Chuck Mersine, and who had been given up on by other ball clubs, who came to Green Bay and became superstars. Lombardi's principles really don't just apply to football, and I hope I made that clear in something that I might have said. They could apply to anything, any job that you were involved in, or any person in any walk of life.
Lombardi always liked to go against an opponent's strongest point in any game. He'd always attack them at their strength. Will Bengston operate that way?
I think you'll see a little more of a wide-open offensive game under Phil Bengston than you did under Lombardi. But I think there's another, as far as coaching is concerned, there's another angle of approach to the ball game. I mean, if you can take advantage of an opponent's weakest point enough times during the game, then you've built up such a lead that he couldn't possibly catch up to you anyway. And I think Phil Bengston will be more prone to take advantage of the entire situation rather than hammering away at maybe just one aspect of it.
What kind of a man is Phil Bengston?
He's a little quieter, but he's capable of being just as tough as Lombardi. I don't think that he'll yell quite as loud, but I think his yells will have just as much sting when he gets a little perturbed, don't you?
Do you think that there's the possibility that in the upcoming season that there may be an occasion when the players will say, well, we haven't got Lombardi, and without him, there just isn't any way we can do it?
You know, personally, Jeff, I think you'll see a new type of dedication on the part of the ball players, and the fact that they're going to be trying to prove that there was more in Green Bay than Lombardi, that there were a lot of players up there who were just as dedicated and were working just as hard as Lombardi was in order to win a championship. And I think this kind of feeling is going to be prevalent throughout the entire 40-man squad.
Well, this doesn't really, if you think about it, take away from Lombardi's quality as a man or a coach.
No, it doesn't necessarily, but if we lose, then people are going to say the only thing we had in Green Bay was Lombardi. But if we continue to win, then the players themselves can look back on something with a little more pride.
That's Lionel Aldridge of the Green Bay Packers, and this is Jeff Jordan reporting for Monitor from Milwaukee.
Now a word about American Red Bull moving specialists.
Once in our life, most of us move. American Red Ball has learned to make advantages out of the disadvantages connected with moving, like putting long red carpets down in your old and new home. It's part of our exclusive red carpet service. Call for American Red Ball. We're listed in the yellow pages. American Red Ball.
The time now, exactly 15 minutes before the hour. We're rolling along here on the Monitor Beacon.
Remember when that pup of yours sat up for the very first time? The kids probably got everyone together to see if he could do it again, and I'll bet he fell over. Well, now he's outgrown all that, but he'll never outgrow his need for kennel ration dog food. Maybe you've been feeding him regular dog foods, but can you always be sure he's getting the important vitamins, minerals, and proteins he needs? Probably not. With Kenneration, you'll always be sure of the nourishment he's getting. Kenneration is the only complete canned dog food you can buy that's U.S. government inspected. Kenneration, the basic dog food in the bright blue can. So complete, you should make it a regular part of your dog's diet. So basic, it's the dog food he should start with and stay with for life. So easy, just open a can and serve. And for variety, feed him Kenneration liver, stew, and hash. You don't have a dog? Well, then listen to Dog of the Day on the Lee Leonard Show, Monday through Friday at 1:30 p.m. You can win a pup in a case of Kenneration. Remember, Kenneration is America's largest selling canned dog food.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
Gene Rayburn once again, and before we do anything else, I want to alert you to some of the very fine and varied listening Monitor has in store for you later. That's when Ed McMahon takes his turn as your host. The guest list lists, among others, Broadway star Angela Lansbury, Mrs. Bob Hope, and Bob himself, too. Regulars Bob Considine, Joe Gargiola, Dr. Joyce Brothers. Mel Allen will do their thing with their customary expertise, and we'll have preview reports from Wisconsin on that state's vital presidential primaries this Tuesday, as well as all the important news, sports, and the latest music, too. So just leave that dial untouched throughout the day. In the weekend, in the next 2.5 minutes, enjoy 100 years with Nancy Sinatra on Monitor.
I'm not gonna say everything is okay, 'cause okay is not the way that I feel. I'm not gonna be any fool's Christmas tree. Let them hang gifts on me that aren't real. I'm not gonna take second best. I've got no use for the rest. World, you better hear what I say, 'cause for me or a grin on a face I might never see again. I'm not gonna fly in some big phony sky on a lie that I know just can't win. And I'm not gonna take second best. No, I've got no use for the rest.
Easter reservations?
Easter reservations?
Call your FTD florist and make Easter flower reservations now.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, brought to you by Philips Milk of Magnesia. It's the kind of laxative doctors recommend. In 1 minute, a report on South Vietnamese military efficiency from Jack Russell, NBC News, Saigon. Now, for the next few seconds, let's you and me have, well, let's call it a frank conversation about laxatives. Yes, about when you need a laxative. You see, there are many kinds of laxatives on the market today. As doctors describe them, there are irritant stimulants, like the candy types, bulk laxatives, lubricants, like mineral oil. But what laxative do you think doctors recommend most often? Milk of magnesia. Yes, doctors recommend milk of magnesia most often. Doctors say milk of magnesia is thorough yet gentle. That's why you can always count on Phillips Milk of Magnesia. It's thorough yet gentle. Phillips Milk of Magnesia is so gentle, it sets the problem straight without upsetting you. So remember, there are many different kinds of laxatives, but the one laxative doctors recommend most often is Milk of Magnesia. That's why you can always be confident when you get Phillips Milk of Magnesia. Now, here is Jack Russell, NBC News, Saigon.
The South Vietnamese soldier is accused of lacking aggressiveness in battle. There is substance to this charge. Although many fought stubbornly and bravely during the enemy's Tet Offensive, there is concern that South Vietnamese troops are now reluctant to seek out and destroy the enemy. The South Vietnamese 25th Division in Hau Nia Province west of Saigon was considered one of the worst in the army. A do-nothing division that left the province pretty much to the Viet Cong. After the communist assault on the capital, U.S. and South Vietnamese forces linked up to smash any attempt by the enemy to attack Saigon again. There was then a change in the 25th. A new commander was appointed, and the U.S. 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment's 3rd Squadron was placed under his operational control. The 11th Cavalry's machine guns on its APCs, armored personnel carriers, and its tanks provided the firepower and the spark needed by the Vietnamese soldiers. U.S. officers say the 11th Cavalry and the 25th began to win battles. With every victory, the 25th gained confidence. The Vietnamese private became more willing to hunt down the Viet Cong even in his stronghold along the Oriental River. The South Vietnamese troops ride to battle aboard the APCs. They dismount and sweep the woods, rice paddies, and villages backed up by U.S. armor. When the enemy is found, the 11th Cavalry's APCs in a wedge formation roar into battle with machine guns blazing. The Vietnamese soldier gets instant, unmatched firepower. U.S. field commanders say the 25th is now good and getting better. They feel the Vietnamese infantryman would be an even better fighting man if he carried the M16 U.S. automatic rifle. Now he engages the enemy with carbines and World War II vintage M1 rifles. With the AK-47 automatic rifle, the enemy outclasses him in battle. During combat, U.S. tank and APC commanders give the Vietnamese soldiers the code name Little People. These little people are beginning to learn how to fight a bigger war. Jack Russell, NBC News, Saigon.
Monitors ring around the world, close-ups of people and events here and abroad, and now a word from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. Naturally, State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, is interested in us reducing accidents, because if we can, and State Farm can reduce their already low rates, and more of us can insure our cars with State Farm because there'll be more of us.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
We still have more to bring you. Just wait and see.
Hi, this is Roland and Martin. Dick, this is one of my favorite radio shows.
The disc jockey walks kind of funny, though, doesn't he?
No. But I think you ought to lose the purse.
More news, more songs to sing you, more comedy on NBC.
Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick, a brand new Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have
a brand new Buick is easier than ever. Buick Bargain Days are here, and the car you've always wanted, equipped the way you want it, is waiting. A brand new Buick Skylark is waiting at your Buick dealers now.
Monitor music now, with a little help from my friends Sergio Mendes in Brazil, 66.
If I sang out of tune,
to stand up and
walk in the beat. Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key.
Oh, I get high with the help from my friend.
Oh, I get high with the help from my friend.
Do I don't try with the help from my friend.
What do I feel by the end of the day.
Are you sad because you're old? You won't know. I get by with the help of my friends.
Oh, I get high with the help of my friends.
Oh, I'm gonna try with the help of my friends.
If you need anybody,
listening to the easiest way yet to mow your lawn, the all-new Cadet 60 riding mower, built as only International Harvester could build it, with instant forward and reverse control that lets you change direction without shifting, with a full-size steering wheel that lets you maneuver in the tightest places with ease, and a control that lets you change cutting height right from the seat. Cadet 60 is built stronger, tougher, with a full-length channel steel frame and a strong, sleek fiberglass body, plus a 6-horsepower engine to climb steep slopes and slice a 32-inch cut through tough grass. This is the all-new Cadet 60 riding mower, built as only International Harvester could build it. The easiest way yet for you or your family to mow the lawn. Get a demonstration ride soon at your International dealer. He's in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors.
New one from Herb Alpert, and it's Tijuana Brass, written by Herb, too, incidentally. Latest NBC Monitor news coming up on the hour, so you stay. Here go to Judge Gene Rayburn.
Stay right here on NBC.
There are two sides to every story, except on WNBC. We give three, the usual two and yours. That's a different story. And you get to tell it on WNBC. You did it during the garbage strike. Keep doing it. Add your voice to the news. Call WNBC and let New York know what you think.
This is Bobby Vinton. More than 1 million Americans over 40 have glaucoma. Yet many of them are not aware that they are victims of this sneak thief, which can take sight without warning. Glaucoma cannot be cured, but by early detection and prompt treatment, it can be arrested and blindness prevented. For free pamphlets on eye information, write the National Society for the Prevention of Blindness, Box 426, New York, New York.
Monitor New York. Your weekend sound on WNBC, New York.